from the Load Center, and we are at the New Venture Expo. I'm going to be asking each person I can their name, their company, and what's one takeaway they had today. So thanks for joining me. Guest one, what's your name?
My name's Ahmad.
Ahmad, tell me about your company. Company name?
Yeah, so my company is Refactor Video. We are a content production agency based in Tampa, Florida. And a takeaway I'm looking for at the New Venture Expo is I want to see how other early stage startups are breaking through adversity and presenting their company and overcoming challenges.
Next up is someone else who will have his own solo show being released in the end of spring. Alex, thanks for stopping by here today.
Hey, great to see you again. This is fantastic. I love this.
All right. Tell everybody about your company.
My company is a real estate company. I'm with eXp Real Estate. I have been selling real estate for over 40 years, sold over 3,600 properties. I invest in real estate. I'm a money lender. I just do everything about real estate. And I'm also here at the university. I'm a mentor and I'm a coach. I help these students grow their business. So if you're thinking about growing a business, man, I talk to you all the time.
Yeah, he's been great. One of the mentors who really has had my back, helped me move that needle, which it certainly has this semester. What's one takeaway you had here today visiting the Load Center?
It blew me away today. I walked through here. There's about 75 different students and they're presenting their businesses. And here's what it gave me. They gave me this feeling of there is hope in our culture. There's hope in our country that all these entrepreneurs, they're building a business. They're willing to take a risk. It's amazing. What I really learned is there's a lot of talent here.
I mean, we've got everyone here from students to graduates to professionals, 40 years in the industry, crushing it still. Alex, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Good to see you, buddy.
And now we're, as she was walking by, we had to bring her on. What's your name for everybody?
Hi, my name is Gabrielle Brown, and I'm the CEO and founder of Coloranti.
Tell us about Coloranti.
Coloranti is a human-focused cybersecurity company where we combine the power of your favorite color with new-age software solutions to encrypt your most sensitive information like a password.
I love it. And what was your biggest takeaway today?
My biggest takeaway today is that there's always room for growth in your consumer sector, your customer sector, and making new friends, especially with Vincent, the best, my favorite podcaster. Always awesome to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Next one up, we have Ben Siever here. Ben, thanks for coming on real quick.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here at the beautiful Load Entrepreneur Center.
Let's tell everybody about your company.
Yes, I'm the CDO of Phoenix Portfolio Partners. We are half venture capital firm, half accelerator. We specialize in helping entrepreneurs and go-to-market strategy, technological development, and public relations.
I appreciate you sharing that. Where can we find you online?
Yes, at phoenixportfoliopartners.com. And actually, we recently started a social entrepreneur summit. So you can use the subdomain summit.phoenixportfoliopartners.com to look at our events and all of our new board members.
All right, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Awesome, man.
Excited for this one, folks. We have someone who's running UT's podcast, getting ready to graduate. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Priscilla, and I'm a student here at UT. And here at UT, we do have a radio course where you can partake in podcasting.
That's so cool. I definitely was not here when I was a student, but now you're at this event, all these companies. What's your big takeaway today? What do you want to walk away with?
The one takeaway I like to walk away with is just seeing how many innovative people there are here, not only at UT, but beyond. There's so many cool people here, cool booths, cool ideas. I recently, there's these guys, they're trying to develop like waterproof pockets for swimwear. So you can keep your phone on you in the water, which is like really cool. There are these guys, they do fishing charters and then you can catch and cook all in like the same place. So they'll take you out on the boat, they'll bring you back and they'll prepare it for you when you want to be prepared. And there's a lot of cool people and companies here. I came here to support my friend Haley.
What does Haley do? Who goes, let's support her own.
Oh, Haley, she does the, hold on, I have a picture. She does the Soul Dog Resources. So that's making sure that, you know, all dogs go to a good home for them. And as she was explaining to somebody who attended the booth, you know, they, like, let's say you have a two-bedroom apartment and you want to get a Great Dane. They're going to probably advise you on the best dog for you, for your needs, and they're hoping they get a facility for their stuff, and she is just amazing, and so she has a dog, too, and her friend are wonderful. So.
That sounds like great work they're doing. Thank you for showing some light on that, and thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
We're back with my man, Will. He's crushing it here at the Load Center. He's been crushing it for a long time. Will, what company do you own?
I work with the Little St. Nick Foundation. I'm their chief giving officer. A company was all started by my good friend Ray Moeller, and now we're growing it, not just here in Tampa, but across the country and across the world.
That's exciting. We're going to be doing some work behind the scenes with some schools, some hospital talk. But for today, what's your biggest takeaway from this event? What are you hoping to walk away with?
Today, I'm just hoping to walk away with, you know, being able to pitch my business better, as well as get to hear about all the great ideas that everyone in this community has. And really just hoping everyone has tons of fun today and just realizes the value that this Entrepreneurship Center brings to everybody.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
We're ready to bring on someone who has a lot of work here behind the scenes. Thanks for stopping by. What's your name?
My name is Devin Mason, and I work at the Loaf Entrepreneurship Center. And I'm just pretty much looking to meet with like-minded individuals and students that run their own businesses at the University of Tampa.
He's one of the people who, as you see all of this behind, this helps make it happen. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for stopping by.
Hi, my name is Caroline, and my business is KPR Marketing, right there. And I hope today I'm taking home $3,000 for my business.
What's one other takeaway you want today from interacting with all these businesses?
Honestly, just to meet a lot of people, to know about what everyone does, and just learn more.
Thanks for stopping by. Be sure to check out her solo episode coming out end of spring.
Thank you.
I'm excited for this next one because he is actually going to have his own solo episode already booked on my Calendly to have his company come on. Thanks for coming on. What's your name?
My name is Grant Woodson.
Grant, what? Tell us about your company.
Well, it's Crystal Clear Washing, and my ultimate goal is to make residential commercial properties look brand new. So I do pressure washing, soft washing, window cleaning, and rust removal too.
I love it. You can see behind us on the wall there, he's got his washer hanging up on there for show at his table. Thanks for stopping by the pod.
Of course, man.
We have our next incubator company with us. What's your name?
My name is Melody.
Melody, tell us about your company.
So I have a business called Melody's Portraits. And basically what I do is I take any photo of a person or a pet and I turn it into a unique personalized work of art. So I offer mixed media portraits and digital portraits, as well as oil paintings, which I can start offering in May. And I have various styles that I can employ. But of course, the client is not limited to the styles that I've employed in the past. Any style that they feel inspired by, bring it over, send it over. I can learn it. And then there you go.
I love it. She's ambitious, ready to go. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
We're here again with our next guest. Tell us your name and thanks for stopping by.
Hi, I'm Sophia Masri.
Sophia, what do you do?
I am a founder of Protein Proof. We are a protein mocktail that our first flavor is an espresso martini. It's really good.
Congratulations on launching number one. Well, what's one takeaway you want to have today from being at this awesome event?
Hopefully get a couple new investors.
I love that.
Yep. Thank you.
You recognize her already. You've seen her twice on the show. Christina is back. She's presenting next to me. We're actually both in the final round, did our final pitches together. But in case they missed your podcast episodes, tell us about Sage.
Yeah. So my name is Christina Sabatello, and my company is Sage Marketing and Media. We specialize in social media marketing, but we are a full service marketing agency.
And what is your biggest takeaway today from being at this competition?
I would say the drive and all of the people participating. I mean, there are students that have really, really, really great ideas, or they're already functioning businesses. And it's just impressive to see, you know, they're not only, you know, participating in school, but also being entrepreneurs.
This place is filled with students, alumni, professionals in the community, all ages. Everyone's out here grinding. Christina, thanks so much.
Thank you, Vincent.
All right, we're back here at the Load Center as we're winding down. We're bringing on a real ambitious guy I've met over the course of this program. What's your name for everybody?
My name is Luke Ernst with Telesurance Financial Group.
Let's talk about your business.
So our business is a financial services company that helps individuals and businesses achieve short-term financial goals.
I love it. And what's one takeaway you had today?
I think one of the best takeaways is just looking at all the awesome businesses, all the awesome work inspiring for me. Just keep moving along. Keep putting in excellent work, and loved all the feedback from the judge.
Hey, well, keep up the great work. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
today, it. Thanks for joining me. What's your name?
Jason Lee.
Jason, your podcast host, you said.
My friend has a podcast. I'm just kind of helping him edit videos,
edit the
short clips, you know, just being a co-host, just like sitting next to him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what's your biggest takeaway here at the center today? What are you hoping to walk away with?
Just some information about podcast setup, I personally want to convince my friend to like get all the equipment necessarily, because he's just using a live cam. So it's not really like a podcast. It's kind of like a, almost like a live stream.
Okay.
Recorded live stream. So yeah, I was hoping to get more insights on that.
Well, you came to the right place. You stopped by the booth here, Coming Alive Podcast Production. Thank you.
All right. We have one more before we sign off today here at the Loud Center. Someone I ran into yesterday. We're here again.
Hello, guys. My name is Sophia Kamali. I'm a junior here at the University of Tampa.
And what was your biggest takeaway from being at the event today?
My biggest takeaway was that I need to explain my ideas more clearly because not everyone has my brain. So I need to, I guess, dumb it down for people a little bit. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Well, thanks for the feedback.
Of course.
Take a second to say hello.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, I lied 2 seconds ago. We've got one more before we sign off. We have the founder of that business. What's your name?
I'm the co-founder of iFeedU. My name is Martel Pina.
All right, let's talk about your company.
Well, within iFeedU, what we say is that the user is the model. Usually people go to see other models to see how clothes look on them.
Right.
Seeing other people. But what we want to create is an app where you can create your own avatar and you can try clothes online.
That's pretty cool.
See how they look on you and know how they look on other people. That's the cool part.
That's changing the game, man. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.